We have somebody that EAA radio listeners have heard at least once this week already. The Honorable Deborah Hirschman is the National Transportation Safety Board Chair. Good morning, Deborah. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to be back with you, Amy and Mel.
We can never have too much.
No, we can never have too much. We have a special focus today. We want to talk about where aviation's going tomorrow. And that's the reason why we brought you in, Deborah. I know you've been walking around the field. You've had a chance to see what EAA AirVenture is trying to do to reach out to the next generation of aviators. Tell me a little bit about your impressions of what you've seen and where you think we're going with all this.
You know, I think one of the neatest things about AirVenture is that it's really a family affair. There's so many people who have come here, not just 1 or 2 years, but they've come here for decades. They came here as children. And one of our investigators talks about that he's come since he was a kid, and now he brings his children, and every year he takes a picture of them in front of the sign to see them grow and see them grow through the years. And I think that's what it's about. It's getting people who are young excited and interested in the innovation that we see, whether their passion is in home-built aircraft and seeing the new designs that are out there, or aerobatic pilots. It's just amazing all of the options that they have here.
I know that when my children were young, I brought them here and brought them to KidVenture. KidVenture, it was the first year, and so for me, that was a big deal to actually have some place that was focused only for them. Have you been over there?
I have, and I have to ask you, Amy, how old are your kids?
Haha, 20 and 21 now.
So when they were little, that was the first time that there was a KidVenture. And you know, the first year of KidVenture, they said they had 2,000 people come through. And now they've got 25,000
wow.
kids
oh
last
my
year
God.
Coming through.
That's great.
That is so amazing. And they do a teacher appreciation day as well, don't they? They bring teachers in.
They do. And you know, I think that is very interesting. We saw this morning at a Women in Aviation breakfast, we saw an aviation teacher right here from Wisconsin who used to be a music teacher, but she got involved in aviation and now she teaches aviation, and she endowed a $25,000 scholarship to get other people into aviation. And she's a teacher, and I think that says so much. And she said it was because aviation changed her life. But those kids going through KidVenture, I thought what was really neat, I got to buck a rivet, I got to put an airfoil together in a little wind tunnel that they had. I got to do this really cool, and I think this is great for kids. Kids love puzzles, and it's something they could do with their parents. It was pre-flighting an airplane, and they had set up an airplane with all of these defects and things wrong with it. You had to pick them out. You had to find the 10 things that were wrong. It was great.
And you got to do all this.
I did. I have to say, I'm a kid at heart. I'm lucky I have 3 children because I get to do some of these fun things. But doing that pre-flight inspection, it was like a test. You had to go around and see what was broken and if there were nests in things. It was super.
So KidVenture is for kids of all ages.
Yes, yes, most definitely. Now, are they still doing the control line flying out there with the models?
Well, what they do is actually, it's interesting, they've changed a lot of things that really are bringing in, I think, the younger generation. I think this is a huge point, because even when you go to the manufacturers and you need to see the displays, a lot of it's about technology now, and this is what our kids are very comfortable with. And so they actually got to sit and do simulated air traffic control situation. And so there are super, super opportunities, whether, you know, children want to take a path to become a mechanic and have their hands on things, whether they want to think about things and how to order it. But getting into aviation is just a tremendous opportunity.
Well, and I know of another effort that's going on that I just learned of this year. There's a fantastic program they have at KidVenture called Fly to Learn, and it's teaching kids about science, technology, engineering, and math through aviation, through flying. And I noticed that over at KidVenture as well. So there's a lot of great programs.
It is. It's hugely important. And Boeing is putting a great emphasis on this. And we saw really a focus on STEM that you just mentioned, the science, technology, engineering, and math. And Amy and I were over this morning, and they had almost 80 high school girls that Boeing has brought in for the week. And they actually, many of them get to take their first flight, but they're also exposing them to a lot of classes and information about aviation and really seeing what the opportunities are out there.
Right. That's the Women Soar, You Soar program. That's been going on for 8 years now. and they have mentors from the aviation community who come in and really spend some quality time with these girls. That's a program you have to sign up for ahead of time, but if you know of somebody who would be perfect for that, it kind of start pushing them along now. I can tell you that I had a 50-50 split. I've got an English and French literature major and an industrial engineer out of dragging my children to EAA Air Venture every year. So I figure 50-50 is not bad.
You know, and that is a great track record. And I think what's so important for all of us is when we come to Air Venture that we see more and more young faces and we see more and more young people, and we make sure that the things that we have here share with them the great story of aviation, but also train them very early about safety and about how to be safe in aviation, because that starts with your very first flight lesson. It starts with your instructors, for sure. They are probably the most important people in establishing what your expectations are. And Mel, I know you know about the law of primacy. What you learn first, you learn best, and that's what stays with you. And so we want to make sure people are thinking about safety as they begin their aviation careers too.
Well, and education is a much more durable path to safety than just trying to design and procedure people into those behaviors. So
it is. And you know, we see so much of that here at Air Venture, and it happens behind the scenes. I had a tremendous opportunity yesterday to join the Air Boss for the Air Show and actually sit with them when they went through their safety briefing earlier in the day and talked about it. And they really do. They plan these things out, and there's so much that goes on behind the scenes, so much coordination, and so much thinking and planning for safety that's transparent to the audience but is so essential.
Yeah, they want it to be exciting. They want the audience to sit on the edge of their seat, but there is nothing unsafe about what they're doing. All the risk is managed. John and Martha King, who we'll hear from later in the hour, are all about risk management, and I like to call them some of the quintessential aviation teachers in a lot of ways. And NTSB is about risk management too. I mean, you're there to dissect where things didn't work out, to sort out how to make sure that never happens again.
That's right. And, you know, John and Martha King attended a great forum that we had last month focused on general aviation safety. And it's very simple things. It really is about that risk management. And I know they'll talk to you about that. It's about pre-flight planning. It's about making sure you understand the weather, you know, not flying into situations that you're not prepared for, whether it's fuel starvation or getting into a level 5 thunderstorm. Those are all things that are preventable with some planning and forethought and risk management.
And pre-flight planning doesn't just have to happen immediately before the flight. These are the kinds of things we can instill in people and concepts that can grow with them through reiteration. Yeah, primacy works great, but consistency also helps.
And, you know, it was great. I had an opportunity to walk around and see some of the vendors and manufacturers. And, you know, Jepson has electronic charts and flight bags. And one of the things that they talked about, which I think is so important because we see so many pilots now having iPads when they fly. Okay. And it's just as important to pre-flight your iPad as it is to pre-flight your airplane. If you're relying on it for weather or charts, that's important information. I think the younger generation is extremely comfortable with technology. Yeah. We have to make sure that they're building that safety process into the technology as well.
Well, and the other thing is that they are not over-reliant on their technology.
That's so a tough cookie.
They need to understand what it can do, what it can't do, when it's gonna quit. I watched my iPad go in Yuma, Arizona in the heat.
Yeah. You know, and that's absolutely true. We've seen that even in our studies of glass cockpits. Mm. It's so important to be aware of the limitations of your equipment. And we recently put out a safety advisory on NEXRAD weather radar for that same reason, that people needed to understand that what you're seeing displayed is what the weather was, not what the weather is, that there is some latency there, and you need to know that. You need to know the limitations. And so technology is a boon to aviation safety. It can be so helpful. But Amy, it's just like you said, you have to understand it. You have to understand its failure modes. You have to be able to recover and know what to do if you lose something how to reset it, how to instrument, how to fly on your instruments. It's about good old-fashioned flying skills at the end of the day.
And redundancy is a really nice thing.
It is.
and it's a tool. It's not your authority. It's something that you use, the technology.
That's right. This technology in many ways is your co-pilot, is your backup, is another set of assistance for you. But you, at the end of the day, you have to fly the airplane. Aviate, navigate, communicate. Don't keep your head down in the technology. Make sure you're paying attention to what's going on around you.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Deborah, you've been here all week, I think, and you've had lots of different people here. Where can people find more information about the National Transportation Safety Board and your efforts?
Well, we can be found on the web. It's very easy, www.ntsb.gov. We've got some photos and blogs posted up about our experience here at AirVenture this week, and all of our reports and the work that we do is available online.